for WEKU. I'm Charles Compton. There's a bit of a northern migration underway this weekend in the Commonwealth. Former students from the University of Kentucky are performing in Cincinnati in a production of Porgy and Bess. Here to talk about that production and other arts events going on this summer in the Lexington area is Rich Copley of the Lexington Herald Leader. Rich, why are the UK students so attractive to these Cincinnatians?
Well, certainly I think they're close by, and that's certainly helpful. UK also did a production of Porgy and Bess just a couple of years ago. And a lot of the students and performers who are involved in that production are, still around here, familiar with the show, and very experienced at it. So I'm sure that was part of what made them attractive to the Cincinnati Opera. You know, Cincinnati Opera functions in the summertime, so it's sort of outside of the regular arts calendar, but that also makes it kind of attractive for national attention. And so, the nation pays attention to what's going on in Cincinnati. They usually get reviewed by out-of-town critics and things of that sort. So it's a really cool opportunity for UK students to get in the spotlight and, be seen on sort of a bigger stage. And so, pretty big coup for the area to have so much involvement in this production.
It's such an American classic, Porgy and Bess, and it's enjoying a bit of a revival. Is there much room to reinterpret it, or are we going to see pretty much the same program time and time again?
Well, there are different versions of it that are out there, and the Broadway version that is up right now, for instance, is a bit of a reinterpretation and caused some controversy. Even Stephen Sondheim weighed in, kind of opposing some of the liberties that they were apparently taking with the script. I have not seen the production yet myself. So it does get reinterpreted, and there are different versions. There was an operatic stage version and a Broadway version, and it's always a question of which one you're going to present. And so you don't necessarily see the same Porgy and Bess every time you go to see Porgy and Bess.
You've been in the Lexington area for over a decade, and you've seen a lot of changes in the way the arts are done in this community during the summer. Describe those changes. Is it becoming richer here, the arts that we're seeing in Central Kentucky?
It's definitely becoming busier. When I first got here, in the summertime, there was basically the Lexington Shakespeare Festival out in the Arboretum. You had that, and then you would have some events like Ballet Under the Stars and Picnic with the Pops. But otherwise, it was a pretty quiet summertime, and it's gotten a whole lot more active. We've had some groups come and go over the years, but the plays out in the Arboretum are still there, and they're still a big deal, but they don't dominate the landscape the way they once did. And quite a number of organizations do shows that, we really look forward to seeing. Picnic with the Pops has sort of changed its profile a little bit. It's out at Keeneland now, bringing in some, really big name acts. You have new things like the Summer Family Musical at Lexington Children's Theater, which has become a very attractive item on the calendar. So it is a richer, fuller, more active summertime than we used to have.
Rich Copley is an arts and culture reporter for the Lexington Herald Leader. You can find out more about what's going on this weekend by going online to the WEKU website. Just look for the events calendar at weku.fm. Many events are also outlined in the Friday edition of the Lexington Herald Leader. Look for the Weekender section. For WEKU, I'm Charles Compton.